Okay, so you know that feeling, right?
Yeah.
Just drowning in notes, maybe research papers, browser tabs everywhere.
Oh, definitely. And you're just wishing there was some way to, I don't know, magically pull it all together and maybe even like make something new from it.
Exactly. Not just organize it, but get something creative out of the chaos, like having a super smart assistant right there with you.
Well, it's interesting because the sheer volume of information we handle daily is sort of meeting these really quite advanced AI solutions now.
Right. Which brings us to our topic today. We're doing a deep dive into Google's Notebook LM.
Ah, yes, Notebook LM.
Think of it like this. You feed it all your documents, your notes, maybe even transcripts. And it doesn't just store them, it actually, well, it understands them. It gets the
It's
context.
like an intelligent layer on top of your information.
Precisely. But here's the really exciting part, especially for a huge number of people globally. It now understands and works with Persian.
And that's a significant development. Adding Persian support really opens up its capabilities to a whole new user base. It's about accessibility, really.
Totally. And we're not just talking basic summaries here, although it does that. Imagine asking detailed questions about your Persian documents and getting answers drawn solely from those specific sources.
Grounded in your own material, that's key.
Or, and this is pretty wild, taking those notes, maybe in Persian, and having the tool help you script, structure, and maybe even voice a professional-sounding podcast.
So the core question we're digging into is how this tool, Notebook LM, particularly now with Persian language ability, really shifts the way we interact with information.
Yeah, how does it change things for learning, for research, for creating content, especially if you work in or with Persian? That's our mission today.
Okay, so let's maybe start with the problem it's trying to solve, that traditional process of note-taking, right?
Oh, yes. Highlighting text, scribbling in margins, trying to connect paragraph 3 from one article with, page 50 of another. It's just so time-consuming.
And sometimes you lose the thread, don't you? Those sparks of insight can just disappear in the sheer volume of stuff.
Exactly. And that's where Notebook LM steps in. Using Google's AI specifically, its powerful language models to analyze all that text, even long, dense documents, now including Persian ones.
So it's not just a digital highlighter, it's actively processing the meaning.
Right. You can pull out the main points, identify key arguments, and generate summaries in Persian that are actually fluent and, well, makes sense. Think about the hours it saves.
Oh, absolutely. Instead of manually sifting through pages and pages of Farsi, for example, you get the gist quickly.
And that frees you up mentally to do the more interesting work, right? Like thinking, analyzing, connecting ideas.
Which brings us beyond summarization, because it
Yeah.
does more than just shorten things.
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting, I think. It can actually spot connections between different concepts within the documents you've given it, even across multiple Persian sources.
Like a research assistant pointing out, hey, have you noticed how this point relates to that other study you uploaded?
Exactly, things you might easily miss yourself. And you can ask it specific questions in Persian.
So instead of searching through folders or piles of paper, you just ask Notebook LM, what did this source say about X? And it tells you, based only on that source.
Super useful. And what about if you hit a wall, like writer's block, but for your research or content in Persian?
Well, it can apparently help there too. It can suggest new ideas or directions based on the material it's analyzed, like a brainstorming partner that's read all your background notes.
From just absorbing information to actually generating new thoughts or angles. That's quite a leap.
It really is, especially valuable for students grappling with complex Persian texts or creators looking for fresh perspectives in Farsi.
And then there's the output side. It can help convert your insights, your notes, even those generated ideas into different formats.
Report, articles.
And as we mentioned, podcasts, all potentially generated from your Persian source material.
So the AI is involved right through the workflow, from understanding the initial Persian research to helping create the final Persian product.
Which leads us back to the big update. The Persian language support. This is really the headline here, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Making all these sophisticated features available to Persian speakers is a major step. You're talking about a language with a vast history and millions of speakers globally.
Just think about it. For a student in Tehran, maybe, managing study notes in Farsi, suddenly much easier.
Or a researcher analyzing historical Persian manuscripts or contemporary Persian articles, the efficiency gains could be enormous.
And for Persian bloggers, journalists, podcasters.
Yeah.
Generating new content ideas from existing Persian texts, drafting articles, scripting audio.
It really lowers the barrier to entry for creating high-quality Persian content and participating in, well, the global conversation.
Let's focus on that podcast feature again, because I think it captures the imagination. How does it simplify things?
Well, the idea is it can take your text, maybe a script you've drafted with its help, based on your Persian notes, and convert it into fairly natural-sounding spoken Persian audio.
Wow. So text-to-speech, but integrated into this whole workflow.
Exactly. And it can help structure the content, too, potentially suggesting sections or flow. The aim is to remove some of the technical hurdles.
Meaning you don't necessarily need a fancy microphone or a soundproof studio anymore to create a decent-sounding Persian podcast.
That seems to be the promise. It's part of this broader trend of AI democratizing content creation, making tools more accessible, especially now in Persian.
And AI-generated or AI-assisted podcasts are definitely becoming more common globally.
Right, and Notebook LM allows Persian speakers to participate directly in that trend using their own language. Plus, you can often tweak things like the tone or the speed of the generated voice
to get it just right for your audience. That's quite powerful.
It underlines how AI can empower individual creators, especially in languages that might have been underserved by technology in the past.
But okay, it's not just about podcasts, right? This tool is aimed at broader content creation too.
Absolutely. Think articles, reports, summaries, even just brainstorming notes in Persian. The idea is to speed up that entire process from research to finished piece.
Making it faster, maybe more creative, because the AI can handle some of the heavy lifting, like synthesis or idea generation in Farsi.
Precisely. It acts as both a filter for information overload and potentially a catalyst for new ideas, all within the context of your Persian materials.
And again, for our listeners working in Persian, the ability to create specifically Persian language podcasts so easily, that really opens doors.
It removes a significant language barrier in accessing these kinds of advanced creation tools.
So when you pull it all together, Notebook LM is shaping up to be this versatile, almost all-in-one platform.
Intelligent note-taking, sophisticated analysis, AI-powered content generation.
Including podcasting. And now fully functional in Persian. It's like having that super smart Persian research assistant and a basic Persian production studio combined.
And the addition of Persian support is transformative. For Iranian users and Persian speakers everywhere, it means they can potentially leverage all these features for their academic work, their professional projects, their creative outlets, all in Persian.
It becomes a genuine companion for working with Persian information. A real opportunity, perhaps.
Definitely. It's a tool designed to help you work smarter, not harder, with your Persian language materials.
So yeah, whether you're wrestling with dense Persian academic texts, dreaming of launching a Farsi podcast, or just looking for a better way to manage information in Persian, Notebook LM seems worth investigating.
Especially with these new capabilities of the Persian language integration and the AI podcasting features, it's a compelling package.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive, the main takeaway seems pretty clear. Notebook LM, now fluent in Persian, offers this really powerful, streamlined way to get on top of your information and actually create something new from it, especially audio content like podcasts in Persian.
Which naturally leads to a final thought for you, the listener. How might a tool like this, specifically with its understanding of Persian, change your own process?
Yeah, if you deal with Persian documents, Persian research, Persian ideas, what could you do if you had an AI assistant that not only understood it all, but could help you articulate your insights, maybe even give them a voice in Persian?
What new projects might that enable? What existing workflows could it improve? It's definitely something to think about the possibilities unlocked when AI truly starts speaking your language.